Let's celebrate the magic of short stories and poems. They are truly magical, aren't they? They make us feel happiness, heartbreak, horror, hope, hatred, and so much more. Namaste, people. Welcome to Shweta's Basket, a weekly stories and poems podcast, and I'm your host, Shweta Singh. Let me introduce you to Naina. She's 12 years old and lives somewhere in the countryside where they celebrate cowboy parades. Now, what is Naina's handicap? Will she find the courage to overcome it, or will it shatter her forever? Her story, poignant and exciting as it is divided in 3 episodes. So gather your family and friends, and kids are especially welcome, and stick around to find out the answer to these questions. The story is titled The Street Without Cherries and is written by Triksha and Gumba. It's part of an anthology called Shattered, produced by Penmency Writers. Triksha is a 19-year-old communications major from Philippines who has a knack for creative writing, both fiction and non-fiction. With a heart to serve her university and the community, she's currently a community extension committee member of the student government. Several of her articles had made it to the school paper, and her fascination for words and journalism continues as a writer in a university's media organization. She is also a member of the campus official photography club. At 17, she wrote The Street Without Cherries as the youngest participating author of Shattered. In exploring the field of self-publishing, her works focus on romance, adventure, and dystopia. So here is Triksha's story, The Street Without Cherries. Opening the windows of my dusty bedroom, I noticed a young neighbor sitting all alone on his porch again. Never had I imagined in my everyday life to be watching someone who wouldn't even go beyond their fence. Ignoring the view, I took out my notebook from the dresser and began to write about yesterday's cowboy parade in it. Every year, the countryside would celebrate an annual event, the Cowboys Festival. Although our street barely participated due to its financial troubles, people would always go outside to watch handsome faces and healthy horses pass by. Somehow, it was the only pastime this street encountered every year. Perhaps we just didn't have the time to entertain ourselves with colors and banderitas when the perfect entertainment would be having food on our table. With bitterness set aside, I would watch the cowboy parade from my room every time and write about it in my journal. Compared to the previous years, the parade yesterday was a little strange. 3 residents, instead of 2, didn't step out of their houses to watch. First was me. Second was the boy who sat alone all day on their porch. And third was Tisha, who lived across the street. She never missed this festival. Yesterday, however, there was no sign of her anywhere while the event was going on. Cherry Street, which ironically had no cherry trees at all, could be a terrifying place to roam around for someone with a face like mine. Stepping out of the house, something that people could easily do, had been my greatest nightmare. It was the one thing that I hadn't done. Just thinking about how people would look at me and judge me without even knowing my name was too scary. Gave me the creeps. You see, I had this huge birthmark covering almost my entire face. It was cute before, pinkish and lovely. until it got bigger and darker as I grew up. Now, I looked like a monster, a hideous one. Nana, your assignment is to do something you haven't done before and write an essay about it. My homeschool teacher repeated the same instruction for the umpteenth time as though I didn't understand it. It just wouldn't leave my mind. Being stuck inside the house was just what I wanted, to steer clear of any prying eyes. I began studying through a private teacher right after kindergarten because the other kids, those disrespectful brats, wouldn't stop whining over a monster in the classroom. That girl, now 12 years old, stood in front of the mirror. I was looking at her, skinny and miserable. People would think I was just being mean, but when you were in my shoes, even just once, you would say the same things. Nana! My mother called out, knocking on my door. I would give a whole bag of respect to my mom, who still knocked even if my door already had holes and cracks on it. He had never dared to take a peek without my go signal. My mom, in a bubble hem skirt and an old floral blouse, handed me a glass of orange juice as soon as I opened the door. Is everything all right? You can tell me if you need anything. She said with a dear smile that made my heart melt like a chocolate bar under the warm gleam of the sun. I carefully placed the glass on top of my wooden bedside cabinet. All is beyond well. I'm just trying to motivate myself in the mirror. A lie on top of a lie. My parents had been too busy to worry about me and my self-doubts. They were always open for a conversation though, and I didn't want to throw that opportunity in the garbage. But as long as I could handle problems on my own, I certainly wouldn't want to bother them.
Dinner tonight. Don't forget, your father will be home early.
She closed the door as soon as she saw me nod. It was 20 minutes past 7 o'clock when I came out of my room to join my family. Father was waiting at the table with Mom. When she saw me, she took out a bowl of mixed vegetables from the microwave.
All arise, the princess has arrived.
My father straightened his shoulders, extending his arms sideways. Embarrassed, I played along and bowed just like princesses on television do. He gave me a peck on the cheek and pulled the chair for me. I tried to help Mom in preparing the meals, but she refused.
Relax, just sit there and wait for the food, she said.
My gut was telling me something was strange, and that was proven right when Dad grabbed his faded and time-worn sling bag.
No one would ever, even in the vastness of this universe, realize the delight that ran through my spine when I watched my father take a monocular out of his bag and let it sit dashingly on his palm. Careful and calculated, the tips of my fingers touched its smooth surface. I had pretty much discovered that I possessed a talent for holding my breath for so long just to keep a monocular lens safe from moisture and blur.
Surprise! He smiled.
But Dad's smile was not like a chocolate bar under the sun. His was a display of midnight fireworks that overwhelmed me with wonder. He noticed that the moment drove me speechless.
I got that from a garage sale on my way home. Not brand new, but give it a try. It should work, he said.
I hated it when he felt sorry for doing his best to get me the charming stuff I wanted. My father had a regular paying job, while my mother took care of the house. She arranged flowers on the sideline.
We were not financially well off, but we were fine. "This will perfectly work," I said. Ever since the first grade, the windows of my room became the eyes of my world. And now, with this monocular, I was going to have better visions of it. The first time I had looked through a monocular, it felt like another dimension had been introduced to me.
"Thanks."
I reached out for a hug and embraced Dad as tight as I could. Half of my plate was done, and a conversation quelled my appetite more than the meal on my plate. Dad suddenly opened the topic I had been trying to avoid.
"Nana, you are turning 13 in a few months. I bet you want to try something else besides looking out that window of yours."
"Of course, I got it. There was so much to explore outside the wooden walls of a sweet little home. Just like what I had read in books. An unexpected journey awaited us, and no matter how much we wanted to run from it, our feet would take us there. To that place we needed to be in." We hugged each other goodnight and prepared for bed. Back in my antique bedroom, the darkness of Cherry Street began to envelop me. I closed my door and went about my usual routine of looking out of the window, watching the neighbors return home. The thing was, Cherry Street did not have enough post lights. It was only illuminated by that flickering beam of light in front of Tisha's house, the only light for more than 10 houses on this street. I still couldn't get over the fact that Tisha didn't go out for the parade. I mean, she was perfect. She had a pretty small face with a perfect amount of freckles. If I were her, there would be nothing more I could ask for. Shifting towards the other window, my gaze fell on the boy, whose mother had just come out to give him a cup of hot milk. He was also looking in the same direction as me, Tisha's house. I couldn't blame him. Everybody wanted what her family had. Their house was the nicest among all the other houses in Cherry Street. They even had a brand new car and a newly painted porch. Oh, what a luxury. Just then, the boy's mother came out again. She carried him in her arms back inside. I thought he had some leg problems or something. I didn't have much experience in figuring out people's condition, let alone the boy's situation. Soon, my eyes started to feel heavy. I tucked myself into bed and quickly fell into slumber. As expected, when I woke up, there was that boy again. He had this morning routine of greeting the people who passed him by. Good for him, he knew how to socialize, unlike me. Seeing the notebook on the floor reminded me of the assignment that my home teacher wanted me done. All I needed was that baby step to open the door and go out. It wouldn't be that difficult since I had to write about it. Surely, there would be more than just my feet touching the grass or the temperate wind kissing my skin. And there was that thought I had been thinking about for a while now too. That no matter how many times I would deny it, my train of thoughts would always end up with that boy who sat alone on their porch every day. Maybe a quick interview would do? I just need to collect my courage for a couple of minutes and then vanish into thin air, I thought. So, will Nana find the courage to step out of her house? Will she be able to do that interview? Join me next Friday to find out. And now, let's move on to the one question section. Last week I had asked you,
what was enough to soothe the sighs. From the poem Ode to Childhood by Dr. Sai Surve Rane. The right answer is Dad's Warm Hugs and Mommy's Kisses. And the right answer was sent to us by Vasudha Ji and Sheetal. Thank you, Vasudha Ji and Sheetal, for sending in your answers. And moving on to the one question for this week. Name the street that Naina lives in. Now, sending in your answers is super, super easy. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or you can email your answers to shweta@shwetasbasket.com. Vasudha Ji loves to DM me on Facebook, and Sheetal this time DM'd me on Insta. So it is really easy, guys. Just DM or email. And while Naina contemplates her next course of action, we come to the end of this episode. Do subscribe to my website, www.shwetasbasket.com, so that you're always up to date with what's new in the basket. And stories and poems are not the only things. You will find book, movie and restaurant reviews in the basket too. And if you enjoyed this episode, then follow or like the podcast, share our episode on your timeline and tag us, and recommend us to your friends. Help us reach more people. Shweta's Basket is available on 18 different platforms like Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, Gaana, JioSaavn and others. We're also on YouTube. For the complete list, check out the show notes. And if you want to get in touch with me, I am on Facebook and Instagram, and my handle is Shweta's Basket. And guys, in this day and age, it's a good idea to have a website. So if you're thinking of having one, then listen on, because having a good-looking and professional website is just a click away. In the meantime, this is your host, Shweta Singh, signing off. Till we meet again on the air next Friday. Bye for now. Do you want to have a website of your own? Are you a writer, photographer, actor, makeup artist, hairstylist, or even a tutor, singer, painter, journalist, consultant? Or do you have your own cafe, restaurant, resort, holiday home, shop, small business, hospital, or even a blog, WordPress or Blogspot account that you want to migrate to a good-looking website? Well, look no further. The Geeks will help you. And you will find them in the Geeks Room at Artunzen. Just click on the link in the episode description. Yes, it's that simple to have a website. My website is hosted and managed by them. And want to know what I love about them? They are professional, customer pleasers, straight talkers, and very confidently priced. So what are you waiting for? Your website is just a click away.